Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 43 and a half weeks since we had found Josie had rectal cancer. I asked myself, what do I know? What has God given me during this journey? What are the gifts that I'm called to share with you? I know that, first of all, my voice is a little hoarse. I'll say that. Got a little bit of a sore throat, but I'm very much called to share this message with you today. Excuse me. I know I was called in a special way. I had everything written and had the message all done, and God basically said, that will be trashed. And it was. On Friday, I was to have a colonoscopy up at Memorial there on the fourth floor in the surgical, same-day surgery. And that's where everything changed. So I'm going to share a story. Hopefully I can do it quickly enough. I went to have my colonoscopy, and in a moment of truth is what I would call it. When I felt the most vulnerable, God called on me to share his love with someone else. So what's happening? I'm laying there in the bed waiting to go back to the surgical room, and I'm wearing that gown that doesn't quite close in the back, and so it's the definition of vulnerable. And a nurse walks in. I later find out that she's 53, her name is Shonda, and God knew what she needed that day. In a very short amount of time, she shared with me a couple things that I want to share with you now, because you know this is not what she's saying to all patients, but this is what she said to God, who used me that day as a disciple to share his love. You know, I have my little cross, but more than that, I have my cross that's in my heart. I have it inside me, and God calls it out when he sees that there are people in need, and he saw Shonda. And he knew exactly what she needed. So I, we are talking about my history and you know, a few things that she needs to find out about me. And then, you guys, I can't even tell you exactly how it happened, but she starts sharing things with me. She shares with me in a depth and a way that you just don't do with a stranger. But I will tell you, I was not a stranger to her, because God revealed himself to her, and that's who she was sharing with. That's what was going on. She said her mom had passed. She had suffered because of the loss of two of her children that were her life, and that Shonda, her sister, was 14, and she had passed of cancer, and her brother was 19, and had passed in an accidental drowning death. And her mom passed, just got sick, but was carrying such a burden that she said she just saw how it just took her mom. And I remember listening to Shonda, and it was just the two of us, and you always wonder, how could it possibly just be the two of us? I'm getting ready for surgery, but it was just Shonda and me. It was Shonda and God using me. And I said to Shonda, what is it? How do you bear this? Because she shared to me a depth of pain how do you bear it? And she looked at me, and her eyes were a bit watery, and she said, I don't know. That question And her answer opened everything that God had for her to share how she bears it, how she gets through this, how she knows she's not alone, that she's not meant to carry this by herself. And you guys, it flowed out of me. In my vulnerable state, with my gown and pink clothes in the back, that you would not think looks like a disciple at all, right? I wasn't looking my best. I didn't have any makeup on. There I was with those little footed socks that they put on you. But it's that moment that God called me, and I am so humbled to say I answered. Exactly what God called out of me is what came and was given to Shonda that day in that moment. She reaches out, she grabs my arm, and she said, you're making me cry. And the tears just spilled down her face. And part of what she needed to do and lay down was left there that day in that room in the hospital, when the fact was I was there to have a colonoscopy, when the truth was that I was there for Shonda, that I was called. The fact is, what was on the chart, medically speaking, Barb Graham, age 64, colonoscopy. But the truth was, deeper on God's chart, that Barb Graham, age 64, is there to share the love of Christ with another. She is there to be my disciple and to be used in this moment. Amen. That's what happened. So now I'm done. I'm spent. I'm ready. Put me under. No, that's not at all the plan. This young girl walks in. I can't even tell you her name. And I will tell you, it was not every nurse and every person I saw, but it was two very specific people. This young girl does not speak to me. She does not look at me. Now it's her and I. And she goes about her work. I think I said hello. I think she didn't even turn, but said hi. But there was a moment. And again, God used me. And within, you guys, I can't even tell you, it is so profound how it happened. It is so miraculous. She shared at a depth that this was not the type of young girl to share. She was the type to be closed in. She was not someone who just opened up. I saw that when she came in. Her whole body language, how she didn't speak to me. But God opened her up. And she started telling about what was going on. She was in pain. She was had so much problems in her abdomen that she would not be able to go to the bathroom for weeks at a time. She goes through this all the time. She will get such a bloated, distended abdomen that people will say, how far along is she? How pregnant is she? The hurt and the pain that she was revealing is not what you reveal to a stranger. Not the diagnosis that they don't have down yet, the amount of testing that she's gone through. You don't just tell Barb Graham this. You don't know me. But what she was leaving and what God was lifting was that she was talking to God and not me. God was using me to reveal his love, to reveal his gift, to reveal his son and the gift that she had. What was given to her that day was such a miracle. And you know how I know that? I'm not going to tell you every single thing, but I'm going to tell you how I know that. In my hand, I was holding the little wooden cross that I have. And I'm listening to her, and I'm sharing, and she is telling me so much about what goes on with her and her pain. That after everything was done and the colonoscopy was done and I was back in my room, the person who came to take me downstairs when it was time to go was this young girl, this 20-year-old girl, this nurse. And the difference that I saw just in her when I got up to go, her eyes scanned all around the room and she's looking kind of frantically around the room. And she says to me, "Wait, do you have your cross?" And I reach into my pocket and I smile the most genuine smile filled with the love of God for this girl. And I just hold it up. I don't say a word. I just hold it up. She smiles back at me in a really special way. And together we walk out the door. Amen. 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 God will use you in new ways. God will use you. Jesus said, and it's written in John 13, 34 and 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you love one another." Amen. It's so simple. If you love someone in the name of Jesus Christ, if you love someone in that way, they will know. They'll know it's not you. Both of those women knew it was not Barb Graham, that is not who was there for them, that is not what I was focused on at all and had no clue about any of this. But I am telling you, God lifted those women with exactly what they needed that day, both of them. Both of them were given the gifts, the help, measured out exactly for their needs of that day. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Love one another as I have loved you. By this all men will know you're my disciples. If you love one another, amen. And of course, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, through Christ who strengthens me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I don't have the words, I don't have the answers, but you do. If I get out of the way, if each of us get out of the way, the facts are one thing and they are laid out, but your truth is another, and it's dug when you're deeper. When you go deeper with a thankful heart, you will find the truth. The fact is colonoscopy. The truth is God's love shared with two people in need. I praise you. I give you the glory. It is all yours, Lord. Anything and everything that is done and is said, when we get out of the way and let you do exactly what you're calling us to do, it's beautiful. It goes from being the facts of my day to the truth of my life. And I praise you and I thank you. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful to Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ today. Amen.